Good morning to you. Good morning to you, wherever you're listening to this podcast. My name is Abayomi Joshua, and like you always know, I'm the anchor of this podcast. Hi. Share out what it really means to be single and the essence of singlehood every week to our people. And if you are listening to this podcast, it's really a privilege, and I am very happy that you took out the time to listen to this podcast. If your birthday was 2 days ago, I wish you happy birthday in arrears. If your birthday is today, I wish you happy birthday. And if your birthday is this week, I wish you happy birthday in advance. So, all right. So we learned last week about single but waiting, like what it is that me as a single have to start learning. What is it that I have to start learning as a single while I'm still waiting? What is it that I have to start doing as a single while I'm still waiting? You know, I might not be ready for marriage, right? If I'm not ready for marriage, then I should be doing one or two things that's going to add to my future. I should be doing one or two things that's going to add to my marriage. I should be doing one or two things that is going to add to my family later in life. So these are the things that we spoke about last week. And out of all those things now, we spoke about three major things that are required for a man or a lady to learn early in life. First is your spiritual prosperity. You have to be spiritually sound. Spiritual intelligence is important because this life as we know it is very spiritual. And for a person to really make an headway in this life, you have to subscribe to an entity that is higher above you. You have to subscribe to an entity that is higher than you. And we all know that we as Christians, the entity we have to subscribe to is God. So your relationship with God really matters, and how spiritually intelligent you are in application of all this knowledge through the word of God is very important. We spoke about financial intelligence too, how that you have to learn how finances work, how money works, so that in later in life you will not be stranded financially, because finances is one of the things that really run a home, that really run a family. So also we spoke about mindset, that there are some kind of mindsets you have to build and develop for your marriage to really work out well. You have to learn how to, you know, subscribe to the required mindset of a scripture of a marriage, and the right mindset that one can develop maritally can be found in the word of God. So you have to develop a mindset that's different from the society's mindsets. You have to develop a mindset that you inherited from your parents. Your parents' mindset might not help you in your marriage later in life. So these are the things that we looked into last week. And for this week, which is the first week of the month of September, I am very happy to tell you three other things that you really need to learn as a single. And one of it is social preparation. Social preparation. You have to be socially prepared for marriage. You have to be socially prepared. You have to see yourself as a person that has to learn how to socially interact with people. You have to learn how to socially interact with people. You shouldn't be segregated to a kind of set of people. You shouldn't be a person that is always shy, shying away from responsibilities and shying away from people cannot really help you as a single. So you have to learn all these things, because the person you might end up with later in life might become a president of a nation, might become the governor of a nation, might become an ambassador to this country or your country, might become a pastor, might become somebody that really has a leadership role to play in the society. And a person that has that kind of lifestyle, that live that kind of lifestyle, the wife of the person also must be able to relate socially to people. So if you don't know how to do this, it will be difficult for your husband to really to really trust you with some things. It will be difficult for your husband to really boast of you later in life. The reason why I'm saying this is because everybody, human being, we are social beings. So you have to learn how it is that when you get to one particular social gathering, you don't just shy away from people, but you feel among, you feel like, yes, you are part of this team. You feel like you are part of these people. That's what it means to be socially prepared. You have to be socially prepared. You have to learn what it is that will make you to really communicate publicly. Like the way I'm speaking right now, I know that in the future, I have to learn more. I have to speak to great men and I have to meet great people. So what do I do? I work on my spoken English. I work on the way I speak, and it's really going to help me. I'm preparing myself for the future. The marriage is a shootout to the destiny which is required of you. As we all know, that marriage is a journey into destiny. So I am training myself as a person. I'm training myself as a man. I'm training myself as a husband. That's what it means to be single but waiting. As you are single and you are still waiting, you have to learn how to be socially prepared. You have to be socially prepared for marriage. Another thing which we're going to speak about is relational prosperity. A lot of people don't have this relationship with people. We have a lot of married men and women in today's world that are suffering, that are going through a lot. We can't trace them to their childhood friends. We can't trace them to the society of where they grew up from. We were like, how did these people manage to grow up as lonely people? It's not so. They grew up with some people, but they lack that attitude of relating with people. So if you don't have the attitude of relating with people, it's difficult for you to really be relevant in the society tomorrow. So you have to learn relationship. You have to learn relational prosperity. You have to be able to be relationally sound so that you will keep the people that are surrounding you right now. As a single that is growing up, as a young person, you have to grow up with people that you know that are potential leaders of tomorrow. If you see your friend that is good, doing great things, that is well to do, grow up with that person. Create a good relationship with people. As a Christian, you have to learn how to create good relationship with people. These are the things that we use to measure prosperity in the kingdom. So you have to learn how to keep relationship with people. You have to always be in contact with people. You have to always flow with people. You shouldn't have much enemies per se, because you are guiding your future. You are doing this not just for yourself, but you are preparing a good ground for your children. So that by the time you are no more there, there are other people that are there to lift your children. So you are sowing a seed. That's what it means to be relational prosperous. So you are sowing a seed, and that seed is going to germinate soon. So you have to learn relational prosperity. You have to learn social preparation, and you have to learn relational prosperity. And the third one, which is the last one we're going to speak about today, is societal relevance. Societal relevance. We have a lot of believers that are in the society today that are not relevant to the society. So the only thing they are thinking about is heaven. They want to make heaven. They want to get to heaven. They want to, you know, be heavenly conscious. But that relevance that they need to inculcate in the society is not there. So you have to learn societal relevance. What are the things you know to do? What are the things you have in your hands that can make you to be productive? So this is where productivity comes to play. This is where creativity comes to play. That as a young person that is still trusting God for marriage, that is still waiting, you have to learn what it means, what it takes for you to get to great people in such a way that when you leave this world, people will point people to other things that you have done. Like, it's a kind of impact that you have to leave behind. So what are the things that are going to make you to be relevant? What are the things that are going to make you to be impactful? What are the impacts you want to leave behind? What was that mark you want to leave behind after your departure? While you are still single, you have to learn all these things. So singlehood is not a stage of doing nothing. You have to start building yourself. You have to start working on yourself. Societal relevance is very important, because even God himself is trusting on believers to wake up and then be relevant to the society. This is how his kingdom can come. And as a young person, you have to be societal relevance. Work on your skill, go for extra lessons, work on your skill, build more capacity. Build more capacity in that area of your study, build more capacity in that field of study of yours. Make sure that it is something that is relevant in the society today. So don't just be idle. You have to be societal relevant. You have to be societal relevant to the society. And this will really help you. By the time you get there, it's not difficult for you to really mingle with great people. If you learn these three things, I tell you that you're going to really excel and succeed in everything you do. So the three things we have learned today are social preparation. You have to be socially prepared for marriage. Relational prosperity. You have to prepare yourself in terms of relationship with people, creating good and sustainable relationships that are going to help you and your family later in life. You have to be societal relevant. The things that you have to do so that the society will appreciate you day after day, appreciate you even after your departure. These are the things you have to start taking into consideration as a single. Thank you once again for tuning in. We are grateful for your indulgence, for how you have been helping us, how you have been listening to us, how you have been following us, and we encourage you to keep sharing this podcast to people so that it can reach out to more people and they also be blessed. Thank you so much. See you next week. Yeah, till then, bye bye.